our Tuesdays with Mitch segment. Mitch Langberg, constitutional attorney at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. Some say the number one attorney in the entire country. Mitch, are you comfortable with that label?
Yes, or I wouldn't have given it to myself.
Mitch, your reception sucks. Did you switch from a landline to a cell phone on me?
I did. I did today and today only. It's punishment for your abuse last week.
Okay, fair enough. Well, when you yell, it sounds okay, but I'm a stickler for perfection, as you know, and so when you're not on a landline, it makes the show look cheap, which pisses off the sponsors, and you make my life a living hell. You can understand that.
Mission complete.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mitch, we also have a Dr. Mitch on the show, so sometimes I want to call you doctor, but that would be an insult to the entire medical profession. You'd agree. Was that a response, or are you clearing your throat?
It was a tongue biting response.
All right, very good. All right, remember Mitch Langberg, of course. Clients include Steve Wynn. Who are your other famous clients? Can you let us know, or you don't want to say on air because you're embarrassed by me?
I'm not embarrassed by you. We've represented a lot of big companies, Anschutz Entertainment Group and Mylan Pharmaceuticals over the years. We've represented people like Aretha Franklin and Martha Stewart.
Okay, stop. I just want to talk about Martha for a second.
Yeah.
Were you involved, because she's a convicted felon, she went to jail for 5 months. Were you involved in any of that or just the civil litigation?
It was civil litigation years before that.
And you'd agree she's an awful person, or you can't say that on the air?
I not based on my representation of her, but since I've come to conclude that I don't like her very much.
Why do people like Martha Stewart? What is it that I don't see? I see a convicted felon who looks evil. What is it that other people see?
I don't know what other people see. A very successful woman that has not...
Don't turn it into a woman thing. I'm talking about if she were a man, she'd be John Edwards. It has nothing to do with gender. I'm just saying is that she's evil, but that's okay.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Andy, because when I knew her at a time where she had not been convicted of any crime, it was very interesting because that's the first person that I've met in a position like that where a man like that would have been considered a powerful, tough negotiating man, and a woman was just considered something else. I really think there is a difference in society about the way that powerful women are perceived versus powerful men.
All right, but Mitch, on this program, we don't do any of that. I know what you're saying. Like, we don't. We're color free, gender free. This is utopia here. Does that make sense, Mitch? I just don't see things that way. Okay.
Right. You only decide good and bad by liberal and conservative.
Correct.
And let's go.
Finally, we're making progress, Mitch, because that took a weird turn into gender equality when, in fact, Martha Stewart is just a convicted felon. I love women.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom listens to this program. Okay. So why don't we start, Mitch, with our? Can I give the headlines? Is that okay?
Let's do it.
We're going to talk about Nanny Mayor Bloomberg and his latest push, and we'll find out if it's legal. He wants to ban the visual appeal, and actually, he doesn't want people to see cigarettes when they walk into stores. Then we'll talk about Casey Anthony selling her life story rights and how that all works, the baby killer. Then we'll talk about a violation of L.A. County's condom law. Porno companies have been shooting without using condoms. Mitch, we'll get your firsthand expertise on that. And lastly, we'll talk about a company, Chiquita Banana, who paid a terrorist group in Colombia for protection. And the federal government has now settled Chiquita Banana for paying for that protection, which apparently is illegal. You can't pay foreign armies for protection. All right, Mitch, you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's start with Nanny Mayor Michael Bloomberg, tried to ban large sodas, and then a court put a stop to that. Now he wants to go after cigarettes. When you walk into a store, he said they have to be out of sight. They can't be displayed publicly. They have to be hidden in a drawer. Shopkeepers are saying, well, how are people going to know I have the product? And smoke shops, of course, would be exempt, like all crazy, whacked out liberals. He wants to institute a policy that's impossible to enforce. I have to ask you, is it legal or not legal to tell stores how they can display items like cigarettes? Go ahead.
I think it's unconstitutional. You know, there's two different issues here. There's the First Amendment issue, and there's kind of a power between federal and state government issue here. The constitutional issue is that promoting cigarettes is a First Amendment issue. It's commercial speech, so it's less protected than, say, the speech on your radio show. But it's still protected speech, and the government has to have at least an important interest in order to limit the way that this is being advertised. Now, there are limits on cigarette advertising and alcohol advertising. The question is, does this go too far? We know it goes.